Wes, we're finally back home. First time in a month. Winter is coming to Lambeau Field, though, and so are the Houston Texans. It's time for final thoughts. All right, Wes, what's at stake?
Mike, the momentum. The Green Bay Packers finally got that win they so badly needed. But as a lot of guys said this week in the locker room, it's only as good as what they do with it. If they lose this game, they're right back to where they started. So getting a back-to-back victory here could be really big for them. And also just reestablishing themselves here at Lambeau Field.
Yeah, for sure. And also what's at stake is where things stand in the NFC North. Thursday night, the Minnesota Vikings lost to the Dallas Cowboys. They're now 6-6. With a win, the Packers could tie the Vikings for second place. Then you also keep an eye on that game down in New Orleans, Lions and Saints. If the Lions lose on the road, the Packers could end this weekend just one game out of first place. Wes, how about a player to watch?
Mike, I'll be keeping my eye on Julius Peppers this week, and we saw him go back-to-back sacks in the last two games. He gets another one here. It'll be the first time he's had three consecutive since the beginning of the 2015 season. Packers need that kind of production, especially not sure what's going on with Clay Matthews and that shoulder injury. The fact that they got Peppers and Nick Perry both going into that game, a little bit of pass rush as well from Mike Daniels. That's a big key to victory, getting pressure on Brock Osweiler, and I expect that Julius Peppers could be a guy that's going to be factoring into that.
Yeah, okay, and my player to watch, I should say players to watch on the other side, two guys who have been anchors for the Packers at offensive tackle all season long. Brian Bulaga on the right side, David Bakhtiari on the left side. They were outstanding, as was the whole offensive line against Philadelphia. They need to continue their high level of play. We don't exactly know how mobile Aaron Rodgers is going to be with that hamstring injury. So those guys on the edges, the offensive tackles, are big in this ballgame. It's the little things, Wes. Give me one for Sunday.
Well, Mike, the winds of winter are starting to blow here at Lambeau Field. We can feel it right now as we tape this. And the Houston Texans, a southern team that plays in a dome, going to be welcome to those conditions. First time in a long time the Texans will be playing in Green Bay. Packers got to use that to their advantage. It looks like the temperatures will be hovering in the 30s. Might even be a little bit of snow in the forecast. So Lambeau Field, frozen tundra, Packers got to execute.
Yeah, 30 degrees can feel pretty cold when you're from down in Texas. So we'll see how that plays out. My little thing, Wes, is time of possession. We saw last Monday night against the Eagles, the Packers had an almost 11-minute time of possession advantage. There's no better friend to a defense than not having to take the field all that much. Only seven possessions for the Eagles. It led to the best defensive performance by the Packers in over a month. That time of possession, if they can continue that trend, that bodes well for Green Bay. Wes, the Packers win, in my mind, if they get multiple turnovers on defense. Mike McCarthy's been harping for weeks about getting this turnover differential turned around. Haha, Clinton Dix had the big interception against the Eagles. This is a Houston Texans team that has struggled to protect the football. Brock Osweiler is tied for the league lead with 13 interceptions. If the Packers are going to get one of those turnovers in bunches type of games that Dom Capers likes to talk about, I think it starts on Sunday against Houston.
Yeah, I agree, Mike. And in that same vein, run the ball, stop the run. The one thing the Texans have done really well this year is feeding the ball to Lamar Miller, the big signing from Miami this offseason. He's had 19 touches in at least 8 of their 11 games this season. And he's really where things start and stop for them. If the Packers can set the tempo, carry over that momentum they had against the Eagles and stop him, that's going to go a long way. Also, on their offensive side of the ball, Mike McCarthy talked about getting Ty Montgomery and Christian Michael more opportunities. The Packers don't need 200 rushing yards out of their offense, but the more that they can get, the more pressure it takes off of Aaron Rodgers in that passing game.
Yeah, for sure. And with that, we'll sign off on final thoughts and get out of the cold. But be sure to stay tuned to Packers.com during Sunday's game for all of your in-game and post-game updates on social media. Check it all out. Thanks for watching, everybody. We'll see you next time.